There was a time as you left Eden, went down towards the Victorian border and went past Kaya and past the Wallagro River, there was one little mud brick house on the left just before you came to the border there, around Timbilica way. And that house was built, or co-built, by Ken Smeaton, who since moved to Melbourne. Ken put together a book of poems called Real Face, and he's a friend of Melbourne poet Lauren Williams. And Real Face was put out by Abalone Press, and it's Ken's poems from 1982 through to 1987. The book was published in 1987. The old Candelow hen. The old Candelow hen was isolated in the brooder's cage. She had scaly legs, wasn't laying, and was no use. The keepers took her to the block. He held the chook's feet. She in one chop loosened the head. He threw the corpse next to the brick pile and they lit a joint. The dog and the child played with the head and the body flinched a little, not much though, no life left in it anyway. Sometime later, the unplucked, ungutted bird was hung on the gate to bleed. Days later, when it was really smelly, it was thrown over the fence for the dog. At night, in the chicken Hilton, the pecking order moves up a rung and the old Candelow hens wonder who will be next. This is also by Ken Smeaton. Spaceman meets Spacewoman. I was visiting a strange out-of-touch planet for a poetry reading. Canberra. A small world crawling with Vogons. You arrived. Hitched a ride on the shuttle up the Hume space tunnel. We slept together for the first time in front of the fire on the skin of a woolly alien. Slept all night. Toward the reading the next evening we walked arm in arm round the pretend open spaces. Found the bars, sipped music as of the spheres, straight no ice. Feeling too real in an unreal town for insular bureaucrats, I went from cloud nine to seventh heaven for the local poets. Did my Leo King of the Jungle performance and went down like a ship of poor people at a public service party. Did a supernova love poem for you and they understood nothing of the life exploding round them. That night we made love shaking like babies. We hitched out through an electric snowstorm over the Kuma Nebula, encountering weird tribes on wild planets. In the far-flung arm of the Gippsland Galaxy, I was struck down by time warp fever. You nursed me back from the edge, and we realized we could just not live without each other.